Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, marketing strategist, business coach, and your go-to guy for turning marketing confusion into clarity. And I'm excited because today we're tackling a big, juicy question. How do you create a marketing strategy that actually converts? Not one that just looks good on paper or gets likes and shares, but one that actually drives leads, brings in sales, and grows your business. So here's the truth. Most businesses are out here winging it, friend. They winging it. Post it on Instagram one day, sending an email the next, and praying that something works. I call it posting and praying. But let me tell you, hope is not a strategy. If you want real results, you need a plan that connects the dots between your efforts and your goals. And my friend, that's exactly what we're breaking down today. So go ahead and grab your notebook because you already know this is about to be good and gems will be dropped. So let's start with this very big question. Why do most marketing strategies fail? The short answer is simply they aren't strategies at all. They're just random acts of marketing. Random acts of marketing. So let me paint this picture for you. You're posting on social media because you feel like you should. Okay, cool. Maybe you sent out a few email newsletters when you remembered to. You've tried running a Facebook ad or two, boosting a post even, which we know that might be not be a good thing, but none of it seems to work. And you're sitting there scratching your head wondering why. Because here's the problem. There is no direction. It's like trying to bake a cake without a recipe. You're just throwing ingredients together and hoping that it turns out. And instead, you get a mess. So the key to success is this. Every single piece of your marketing needs to work towards a clear, measurable goal. Otherwise, you're just busy, not productive. That's a bar. You're just busy, not productive, okay? Every single piece of your marketing needs to work toward a clear, measurable goal. And if you're not, you're just busy. Now that we know what not to do, let's talk about what actually works. A successful marketing strategy is built on three key pillars, my friend. Three key pillars I'll talk about all the time. Number one, lead generation. Number two, nurturing your audience. And number three, driving conversions. And let me break it down for you one by one. Number one, lead generation. This is the foundation of your strategy. You can't sell to people if you don't have an audience, right? Oh, this is such an important thing. You cannot sell to anybody if you don't have an audience. So if you're at that step, it's okay. You're at step one. So lead generation is all about attracting the right people to your business. But here's the mistake most people make. They try to attract everyone. And let me be clear. Your goal is not to appeal to everyone. It is to speak directly to your dream clients, the people who actually need what you offer and they want it. So how do you do this? You create value-packed content that addresses their pain points. You give them something irresistible, like a free guide, a checklist, or a mini training, or a course in exchange for their email. This is your lead magnet. It is what pulls people into your world. And if you need help with a lead magnet, go ahead down there in the show notes. I got you, okay, for a lead magnet toolkit for you to help you build a lead magnet. I got you. I promise. And don't forget the basics. Make it easy for people to engage with you. That means having clear calls to action everywhere on your website, your social media posts, and even in your bio. Don't make them guess what to do next. You have to tell them. Now, let's talk about the second pillar, which is nurturing your leads. Because here's the thing. Just because someone joined your email list or followed you on Instagram does not mean that they're ready to buy, my friend. Let me repeat that to you because it's important. Just because they followed you anywhere doesn't mean that they're going to buy. It doesn't mean that they're ready. This is where the real work happens, my friend. Nurturing. Nurturing is about building trust and staying top of mind. People buy from brands they know, that they like, and that they trust. It's plain and simple. So how do you do that? Through consistent, value-driven communication. You set up email sequences to deliver content that educates, inspires, and entertains them. You share stories about your business. You showcase testimonials. You give behind-the-scenes look at your process. You use social media to engage, not just to post and disappear. Remember, you respond to comments, start conversations, and show your audience that you're really listening. Think of it this way. Nurturing is like dating. You don't propose on the first day, right? You build the relationship first. The same goes for your leads. Give them reasons to trust you before you make that big ask. Finally, we've got the third pillar, which is driving conversions. Now, this is the part where you turn all of that trust and relationship building into sales. Now, here's the key. Your offers need to be very clear, very compelling, and easy to act on. Don't make your audience work to figure out what you're really selling or why it's valuable. You tell them exactly what the problem is and how you're solving it for them and what's in it for them. Social proof is your best friend here, okay? Share testimonials, case studies, or before and after transformations to show that your product or service delivers results. And don't be afraid to create urgency, whether it's a limited time offer or a bonus for early action. Give people a reason to buy now. Conversations don't happen by accident. They happen because you've laid the groundwork and made it easy for the people to say yes. You made it easy. I want to let you know about my marketing audit and my strategy service. Now, if you're tired of piecing together your marketing and wondering why it's not working, I am here to help. We'll take a deep dive into your current efforts, identify what's holding you back, and create a strategy tailored to your business goals. Now, head down to the link in the show notes and book your session today. Let's get your marketing working for you, my friend, not against you. Now, let's talk about the secret sauce to a strategy that converts. So what's the secret sauce that makes this all work, you might ask? Well, my friend, it's alignment. Every part of your marketing needs to work together like a well-oiled machine. Your lead generation should funnel people into your nurturing process. Your nurturing should naturally guide people towards your offers, and your offers should directly address the pain points you've been solving throughout the entire journey. Here's an example. Let's say you're a fitness coach. Your lead magnet could be a free 7-day meal plan for busy moms. Your nurturing emails can include tips on staying consistent, on fitness, your own fitness journey, and testimonials from clients. And your offer could be a 12-week coaching program that helps moms transform their health and their fitness. See how that all connects? That's what makes a strategy convert. Now, let's recap. A marketing strategy that converts isn't about doing more. It's about doing the right things in the right order. Focus on lead generation, nurture your audience with value and trust, and create offers that solve their exact problems. When you align these pieces, you'll see real results. If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels and finally start creating a strategy that works, I would absolutely love to help you. My marketing audit and strategy service is designed to give you the clarity and confidence you need to grow your business. So again, head down to the show notes and book your session. I can't wait to work with you. And thank you so much for tuning into the Social Media Decoded podcast. Make sure that you subscribe so that you never, ever miss an episode. And leave a review if you felt like this episode was helpful. And please make sure to share this with someone who needs it, okay? I will talk to y'all in the next one. Peace.